The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, we often hear about switching energy or broadband providers, which is relatively easy to do. But the truth is, we can save much more by switching our mortgage provider. It can be a huge job, though. So where to start? And is it really worth it? I'm joined by Managing Director of DNG Financial Services, Cian Carolan. Hello, Cian.
Hello, Claire.
Good to see you again. So is it worth it?
It can be, yeah. So I think it is really dependent on, I suppose, ultimately the level of savings to be had. And sometimes, you know, I'll encounter a client who reaches out really actively about looking to switch. And when you drill into the numbers, there's probably not enough of a meaningful saving. Or it could be that the easiest switch is with their own provider and to stick with them, but maybe pivot to a different interest rate with mm-hmm. them. That's nice and easy. And then in other circumstances, there's quite substantial savings to be had. And in often cases, thousands of euro. And it's certainly, if we talk about switching any bill within the household, there's no doubt that this is often the one that shifts the dial the most.
Right. But it is difficult to do. Like, there is a lot of work involved with switching your provider.
Yeah, look, that's why I say it needs to be a meaningful enough saving. You're talking probably 6 to 8 weeks to switch provider, all going well. And we hope that that will improve moving forward. There's new directives where lenders have to, you know, provide your title deeds back within 10 working days. And that should massively enhance the timelines and switching. But really, at the minute, the process to switch from one provider to the other, it's no different really to taking a mortgage out for the first time to buy a house.
Right? Yeah.
Except you're not buying the house, right?
That's what people need to know, isn't it? That's how big this job is.
Yeah, it is, right? And so that can seem daunting, but I suppose if you think about the timeline in a mortgage to buy a house, the big variable in that is finding the property and closing that out. That's a huge variable that you don't have mm-hmm. when you're switching providers. So, like, my view on this is that, you know, the timeline and administrative work involved in it shouldn't be a deterrent if it's going to save that much money. But that's why I say, if it's not going to shift the dial enough, then it's possibly, you know, can you get a better deal with your existing lender? And it's just a case of doing enough analysis of what's available with your current provider and what's available in the market broader.
Okay, but why is it a particularly pertinent question in this year, in 2026?
So you've got a lot of people coming off mortgage fixed interest rates that they might have taken out in 2020, 2021, maybe 2022, where rates were at an all-time low, where you had people coming off or entering into rates starting at 1.9, 1.95%, 2%.
So they're in for a shock.
Yeah, it's going to be a real shock to the system for those. Those mortgage holders more than anyone else really need to look at what's available with, as I say, their lender and the market generally. They're going to be stepping up hundreds of euro per month repayment wise. So, like, I suppose we're also in an environment where everything is a lot more expensive than it was 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So your general cost of living has gone up as well.
Yeah. So there's going to be a real compound effect of that plus the mm-hmm. higher repayments. And then really what we try to do is, I suppose, coach people to get used to paying those higher repayments in advance of that shift happening so that it's not a complete shock to the system, planning ahead for that.
And what happens if you take no action and you're coming off a fixed rate? What is the default rate that you'll be put on?
Yeah, the default is a standard variable rate with your provider. And I suppose just by contrast, you've got, say, fixed rates might range from 3 to 3.6%. Variable rates tend to start with a 4% in the Irish market at the minute. So there are some that'll start a little bit lower, but it's a huge difference. You're often talking about 0.75% of a differential between a lender's lowest fixed rate compared to their lowest
variable rate option.
Yeah.
Right. And the people who might really win here are people who've been paying a mortgage for a while. They've got some equity now in their house.
Yeah.
And so they could be on a much better rate.
They could be. And in a lot of cases, what we're seeing is, again, because of housing shortage supply, a lot of people are deciding to stay put and do work to their house. And so they've probably improved things like their energy rating, efficiency. And so that might open up, say, green mortgage rates where that mightn't have been an option for them in the past. So, yeah, I think the riskiest approach is inaction entirely, because you've got that default variable rate position, which is a lot more expensive. And so, I mean, there are a huge number of variables, as you say, equity that's accrued in the property. You've got the energy rating of the property that's improved as well. And so there's a huge number of reasons why it's certainly worth a conversation at the very least. And, you know, and getting that kind of market analysis done, getting market-based advice, what that does is it just gives you clarity as to whether it is worthwhile going through that administrative work.
And there's a lot more competition in the market now, isn't there? Because we've had some recent new entrants.
Yeah, you talk of these non-bank or digital lenders, and you've got, I suppose, in recent years, we've lost Ulster Bank, KBC, and there was a period where the competition just wasn't there, and there's more definitely coming in. You've got Avant Money, who've doubled down their commitment into the Irish market. You've got MoCo, Nua Money, there's talk of Revolut, Monzo. So there are more and more options available to people, and that's really good. And what it does is it probably keeps the pillar banks honest as well, because they probably have had the monopoly in terms of market share.
But they have to react, obviously, to those new entrants.
Yeah, definitely. And we're seeing that definitely happen more and more. And there's probably in recent years been a more of a shift from lenders improving their existing business rate offer. So a bit like your TV and broadband, sometimes new customers get more favourable terms than existing customers. And that's not too dissimilar in the mortgage market. So, and I suppose pillar banks are probably reacting to that by improving their existing business rates to try and retain business and not lose it to these new players in the market.
Okay, we have a listener here who's still trying to switch from PTSB to the bank that they bank with for a mortgage of 230 on a house worth 1.2 million. It's going on 9 months now and still going through the process. It's hardly that difficult for everybody, though. That might be an anomaly.
That is definitely an anomaly. That's something has definitely gone amiss somewhere along the way, and that could be a legal thing. So it depends on how clean the title deeds are, because ultimately it's a new mortgage being registered on the title for that new lender. It could be things like title deeds from your existing lender not coming quick enough. But I mean, 9 months is extraordinary.
It does seem like a very long time. This listener says, my fixed term is coming to an end later this year and I was on a low rate. Everything looks higher than what I'm currently on. Do providers ever give lower rates to customers that stay with them for loyalty, or is it just what's available on the general market? Well, I could nearly answer that now myself.
You could, Claire.
They don't.
Do you know what? The reality is that rates are higher, by the sounds of it, for this customer now than the last rate that they would have taken out. That's not enough of a reason not to switch or not to seek out the best rate now, because it's all about keeping your overall cost of borrowing as low as possible. And there's times where we'll be, you know, lucky enough to move to lower rates, and there'll be times where we're moving to higher rates. But if at every fixed rate maturity you're securing the best available rate, that's you keeping within what's in your control your cost of borrowing as low as possible. But yeah, look, unfortunately, lenders don't do off-the-shelf interest rates. What you see is what you get. And, you know, they do have their defined positions for existing and new business customers. So if you go into most lender websites, they'll have new business interest rates, and then they'll have a separate section for existing customer rates. And so, I mean, the things that you can do is, well, look, has your BER improved since you bought it? You know, what has your property gone up in value? And it likely has. Mm-hmm. And things like that might improve the situation.
Rate that you're offered.
Yeah.
Sorry, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say that a lot of people, if they don't get those positions reviewed or renewed, existing lenders work off the original point of entry of what your energy rating or valuation was at the time that you took out the mortgage originally. So you can make a change and improve it, and leaving it as it is might not be
a good thing. Definitely worth looking at that at the very least. So this listener remortgaged the house recently, and they say it only took two phone calls and one form posted out to me. I'd been dreading doing it for ages and I was surprised at how easy it was. But that person, it sounds to me, Cian, probably stayed with their existing lender.
Yeah.
That's different to what we're talking about. We're talking about changing and borrowing from somebody else.
Well, I suppose we could talk about it in the context of reviewing your mortgage. It sounds like that person definitely reviewed their mortgage and secured a better deal than if they hadn't done anything at all, but they've stayed with the lender. If that's a case of ticking a box, signing a form and sending it back, they've more than likely stayed with the same lender. That's a great outcome.
This listener has a credit union mortgage and it's above 7%, the interest rate. The new mortgage rate that credit union is offering is 3%, but they said it's only for new mortgages. They owe 70,000 on their mortgage and they're asking, should we try to move? What would you advise there?
I think there's definitely enough of a saving there for that person to review the market. There's, you know, as I say, interest rates are as low as 3% in the market. Most new business rates will range between 3 and 3.5%. So certainly you could almost half, or if not half, that interest rate.
Sounds definitely like that's definitely worthwhile.
Yeah,
okay. Thank you very much, Cian, for bringing us that. Cian Carolyn there.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.